Okay, welcome, all our old timers. Okay, so we're holding here by Tav Reish Ches, Seyda Seuda Hamafsekes. So the Mechaber begins with Oichlim Omafsik and Koidim Ben Hashmashais. You eat and you mafsik before Ben Hashmashais. There's a mitzvah to be meisiv from the chala unto kaidish. But they sev is the only share. We don't have a specific share. Ela kaidim bein hashmash is mani elav etav kofama kaidim alayla tzarech loisiv michala ala kaidish ma'at oy harbe. That's the foul. So we have over here the matter. Ephraim points out that one should go to Mincha. We spoke about last week already that the Indian of Tzvila is one should try to do before they daven Mincha, so that when they say Vidui by Mincha, they're already tivled. So you have Mincha. If the Mincha, you come home and Matthew Frank says, Ain las is sheer klai, shouldn't waste time. Right, you zrizim larech hashulchum alechol v'tayvel and prusas amaiti b'dvash. That one should have the table set, or set the table, eat, and he points out also that there's a minig to dip the amaiti in honey, which some people have that minig already from Rosh Hashanah straight until Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. And after the end of the Suda, one says She'amalis. Like we mentioned last week, we spoke about the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur, and that Erev Yom Kippur has the inyan of Yontif. Now the Mechab introduces us to this din of being Maisiv Mechol Ala Kodesh, which the Rishayim, the Rosh, the Rishayim bring down. And the Beis Yosef says that even though from the Rambam it's Mashma, that he held that Tosfos Yom Kippur is not a din Torah, it is the to add on Yom Kippur. The Rambam's mashma that the din of Tosfos Yom Kippur is only in the inui, but not in the asiyas melacha. However, the das of other mefarshim is that Tosfos Yom Kippur is min Torah also from asiyas melacha. That's why it's mashma from other rishonim, the Rif, the Ravid, and that's where the Torah paskins and from the stimas of paskim is mashma that all the inuyim are also even according to the mandama that not all the inuyim are min Torah. So that's what this Tosfos is including. Now the Mishmur brings down Sifkat in Yudalid that there's a specific inyan over here to be makabel bepeh. He says avlim kibal atme stam shlelech oid zamani afil b'shayim es shanim kibal av shlelech chatzim ve'elach. No, one second. The Kabbalah Mahani Ragmi Plaga Mincha Ve'elach. The Kabbalah helps from Plaga Mincha and onwards. Avad Im Kibbalah V'atayis Mekoyim Plaga Mincha Em B'Kabbalah Se'kum. Then it's nothing. And the Sharitzin says that the Kabbalah only works at a time when there's any of Tosfos, not earlier than that. But we find over here that there's a specific inyan to be mekabel on yourself, Tosfos of Yom Kippur. Now the shear Tosfos is not clear, like the Mechab says, it's not clear what the shear would be. The Rosh already says that it's not nisbara, but it's not a koldu, it's something, and that's why we have different shittas. Therefore, one should at least 5 minutes before be mekayim this mitzvah. Then we have over here the dinam of Sif Beis is interesting. Sif Beis, Nashim Shaychos V'Shoyis Asher Chashecha, the women that eat and drink Tuch Chashecha, V'Heim Ein Yodos Shemitzvah L'Hoysav V'Chal HaKadosh, Ein Memachem B'Yodim, K'dei Shleivo L'Hazis B'Zodoyim. So we have this the cloud that comes up that Mutav shiyu b'shaygen v'ayu mezidin. We find sometimes we say we'd rather the person be b'shaygen than be mezid. So don't tell him anything, because then he's going to be amazing. When do we say that klal? So Rama says over here, v'hu adin b'chol dvar issa amrina mutav shiyu shaygen v'ayu mezidin. V'davka sheyne mefurish b'tayra. That's davka when it's not mefurish b'tayra. Afishu deraisa. Aval eim mefurish b'tayra. Meichen miyadim. You have to be meichen. Even if they're not going to listen to you, you have to be meichen. V'im yidei sheyn dvarim nishmayim. L'yoyim barabim l'chichon rak pamachas. You have to say barabim just one time. Aval lo yarbe b'taycha is ma'achas yidei shle ishma elav. Aval yachid. So he starts to hit you and curse you out. So he says here. So the Bir Halach, you take a look at the Bir Halach. The Bir Halach discusses different klalim over here that come out of this Halach. The Bir Halach, the Ramask, Avilim, the first Bataira. He brings down different Rishayim on it. So if it ever comes up, this idea. You take a look over here, and you can figure out from over here what. Also, this that we ended off that you have to give him taicha. Could be it's not always like the Bir Halacha mentions. This is the din of taicha over here. Comes of the din of taicha. There's a mitzvah of taicha in the Torah. The Torah says, "Achech techech samisecha," and himsech the Eruch and the Zayin Beis speaks that how you have to be lachzor achech techech. His teachers that even feel a mea pamim, right? You have to be mechichim, and even if it's a suffix, if he'll listen, you have to be mechichim because maybe he'll listen. But the discussion that we're talking about over here in the Ramah, based on the Gemara in Beitza, is when you know he won't listen to you, so then do you need to be mechichim or not? When you know he's not going to be mechal b'yotecho or not. Okay, then Sif Gimel is important. Sif Gimel is im hifsig me'achilasi b'oira yem gadol. If he stopped eating while it's still day, yachalachza v'lecho kozman shle kibol alavatainas. He could go back and eat as long as he was not mechal by himself the tainus. Hagav ayin la'osim tavkuf n'gimel dim kibo b'leiv le'evi kabbalah. If it's mekab b'leiv, then it's not a kabbalah. So the best thing is that one should speak out before they finish their suda, that if I want to eat or drink afterwards, I should be able to eat or drink. I'm not being makabel yet at the times. The Mishburin, Sivkot in Yud Beis, Yei Shekosu Shaminik Shalacha Shaochol Osso Lechol Dibzeh Shemafsik Evikilu Kibo Bepeh. That which you finish your eating, you stopped, you got up, you finished, you benched, it's like being makabel bepeh. V'lechein nochoin Shekoidin Bechzamozoin Yoyme Befeirish She'ene Makabel of Adayin Hatayin. So speak out. At least think about it to yourself. At least think about it beforehand. That you're not being mekabel yet. Now, b'di'evet, one can be samech on the psak of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, that you could continue eating. You can continue eating afterwards. The Mishabura and Sivkat and Yigimel brings down Vim Kibbal Olav. Now let's say I was Mekal myself, okay, I finished eating, now I'm Mekal myself. Also Gamber Chitza V'Sicha V'Frat V'Malacha. Then he's also already in Chitza Sicha Malacha, and but he does not mention Needless Sandal. That he doesn't mention over here. It's mashma that ne'ilas a sandal, that already in Tav Kuf Nun Gimel, in Tav Kuf Nun Gimel, Sivbeis, it brings down, it's kilu, you master beferish except for this. Others all differently, but that's what the Mishmur brings down. Okay, Sif Dalid, Be'erbim Kippa Ein Le'lecha Machalim Kalim Le'sakal. People should eat foods which are easy to digest. Kadesh Le'Seveo Mizgog Kishispal. So you don't feel like full and brings to like feeling like Gaivadik when he davens. That's the Indian on Erev Yom Kippur, not to eat heavy foods. Now the Mishmur is Mevorovi in Sifkat in Yeches, that he says in Sifkat in Yeches, he's Mevor that we're speaking about Ovi, not only in the Suda Mafsekes, but even in the earlier Suda, even in the minig is that before you go to Mincha, or earlier in the day, depends when you're in Mincha, you eat one Suda. The harvest besuda, like we mentioned last week, doesn't have to be a fleshig besuda, but to wash, and then you eat during the day to make kind of mitzvah of eating, and then you have the suda mafsekes. So over here, the Rama says, "V'chein ein oichlam dvar mechamim mesaguf shlo yovede de keri, v'chein ein lecho machale cholav shemar b'mzera, ach besuda shachra is noigin lahakol." So Shmuel Sifkat in Yilches says, Chale Cholav Chama Hat V'ayim B'taz D'udin D'yishazor Mishum from Garlic Beitzim Kosbrim G'adam Cholav Amur B'taf Shalai Tei Dead Ray could be Bottle and then he ends off B'emes Afil B'sud Shachrish Yesh D'zor M'zek M'ashkazim Chabe V'kol Shkem B'sud Zu. So you see already that on Erev Yom Kippur one should be careful from what they're eating. Now, b'negei eating meat, it's a mishmur over here. Mishmur brings down in Sifkatin Tezayin. It says, "Ochein ha'olam noigin la'ochlam b'shachris." V'zeh shem sayim rama ach v'sud shachris. No, I start in the middle. It says over here, in Tezayin kigoyin b'samar. Says Achem Besuda Mafsek as Nogol Lecho Basar She Ikra Suda Medavke Besar Oif. Primogal Mashes Vaneir Nogol Lecho Besar Oif Beshachris. So different minhagim by eating Besar Oif. Okay.
Regular Basar is Aser Alder.
What do you say?
Regular Basar is like cow is Aser Alder.
That is Aser. The meaning is not to. Yeah. Now, if you take a look at Tafresh test, there's a very interesting simon here. Mutta lahatzmin chamin me'erv yom kippa lematzah yom kippa. Says the Machaber, it's mutta to do atman on erv yom kippa for matzah yom kippa. You could be matzmin from chol to chol. It's not a chana. You're not being over on any, it's a chana. The yesh oimrim, the Rama brings down, she'ein lahatzmin b'yom kippurim, v'chein aminig b'mdinas elu. So the Mishmur says, what's the reason for the Yeshayrim? Shenira de Yom Kippurim is bashal betana l'ser chol. Looks like Yom Kippur, you're cooking for chol, v'zein nochin. V'afilu be'erv Yom Kippurim koyim chatzois, ein lasis atman azu. V'chol gavnim ovav itzmin, ein tzorch lahamtin matzi Yom Kippur. But what he throws in over here, he says, v'afilu be'erv Yom Kippur, before Chatzos, ain lasis atman azu. So the Sharitin Sifkot in Alf says, Magavam Sharitvaz, ein b'shabes daf yichesam Alf, v'tzarchin. The whole halacha is tzarchin. She says, v'ulay mishun de ba'aseres yimei tshuva yesh lachme afilu b'dava amuta medina. Now we learned earlier that during a series made sure one should be machmir on, let's say, pasakum, different things which there are shittas that hold that are usr, even if we're noig heta throughout the year. Over here, the Sharitzin is saying even something which is mutta medina, there'll be reason to usr it. Okay, we're not going to go into this more. Now, in Simit Tafresh Yud, over there it talks about Neiros on Yom Kippur. So over here it's interesting, there are different minhagim. says Magum Shenogim LaHadlik Ner Belo Yom Kippurim Madlikin Magum Shenogim Shalei LaHadlik Ein Madlik. Now V'im Chal B'Shabbos Chayom HaKol LaHadlik, like this year everyone's Chayiv Hagol Mevarchin LaHadlik Ner Shol Shabbos Shol Yom Kippurim. Now there is a discussion whether we make a bracha on the Ner of Yom Kippur. The Sif Beis Yesh Mi Sha'omer Shemevarech Al Hadlokas Ner Yom Kippurim. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah Oizvav Shemevarech Hanu B'Makom Shenogin LaHadlik. Obviously in a place with a night to light. V'chein a Minig Dain Shenogin LaVarech Hashekichon Tzvayis V'Tzvon LaHadlik Ner Shal Yom Kippurim. However, there are others that are night to light, but without a bracha, there is a meaning, the light without a bracha. The Sharetim brings down the da pre chadash v'chein agros skimu kepoiskim the sfirle shaloi levarich kim the talibim in haga like tikna rabbanim levarich azet. That we do make a bracha. And I talk to know people that are like Yom Kippur that they do not make a bracha. Because the whole lighting on Yom Kippur is a minik. Okay. Mechaber brings down Sifdal and Nogim Bechamim Mekoyim's Laharbis Neiris Bebate Knesiois Lahatsiya Begodim Noim Bebase Kneses Hagav and Nogim Shekol Ish Godol Like Cotton Oisin Like Ner. It's called the Ner Chaim. I don't know why it's not so matzoi, but there's an Indian that every person should light a ner for himself, a ner for the living. So it used to be the minig that they would bring this ner to the shul and everyone would light it in the shul, because there was a thing that went around that if your candle went out, it means you're not going to make it through the year, and people would get very worried about that. So everyone would bring it to shul, put it on a table, no one knew whose ner is what. Therefore, if it went out, you didn't know if it was yours. That was what, the old minig. But people do light at home, and in a household, it's enough one for everyone. It's called the Ner Chaim. And then there's Indian also, a Ner Neshama, La'aviv Ali'ima, Shemesi, if someone, Rahman's son, lost his father or his mother, to light for father or mother. B'chein Ochain, B'chein Kosumix, Ravza, Vim Kavu, Neir Se'elim, Yom Kippurim, Ein Laim Ala'in Yehudi, Shiach Zalad. Don't tell God to relight it, because that's what he was kind of fuke, because people were got into a panic. Mishikov and Neira of Yom Kippur, Yahzvi at the Kenneth Matzi Yom Kippur. Vayich Ben, don't let it go out. Elian Chen, live like Agamir until it finishes off. Okay. And then, Yeshikos Shenogel, Lubash, Begodim, Levainim, Nikim, Yom Kippur. The meaning to wear a kittel and Yom Kippur dugmas malachei hashoreis v'chein nogin luvosh a kittel shu lovin v'noki gam hu begin meisim, also because it's begin meisim v'ideze leiv v'odom nichna v'nishba, it's machnia the person, Mishmur brings down a lichnois the basic kisei b'kittel shum yuch letfilo. That's if you go into the urinals, but if you're going into the basic kisei, into the stools, so the minig is not to go in with it because it's a beggar, which is miyuchet for tefillah. That's the minig of kittel. There are those. What?
Why don't both wear kittel?
Why don't they? I guess you have to be zeichet to it. It's not pashut to be naki kemalach. You have to be zeichet to it. So we are white tie. Yeah. If you only wear your hat and jacket by tefillah, then probably.
They wear kippah.
What?
They wear kippah.
Also, but it was me. Here, it's a good question. Someone asked that question, I remember. Could be if it's only for Pesach, for the Seder. It's also, Seder is also, okay.
Is it the same thing by Rosh Hashanah that you should wear beautiful clothes? Like, you should realize what day is? So it's the same thing by Yom Kippur or not?
It's brought down over there that you should wear nice clothing, show that you're betuach, but it doesn't have to be your best. Right, but over here, maybe the same thing also. Okay, now, the meaning of the kittel by Shana Rishayna. Right, so people say over there by Shana Rishayna, they know you not to wear a kittel. So the Maram Sheik in Archaim Simchav's Ches says he couldn't find a car for it. However, he says perhaps because we know that before 20 years old, Bez and Shomala is not manish. So therefore, if the reason of the kittel, which is the simra of Mimachneyu, so it could be that reason doesn't apply. But Lamaisa, and he says that since people normally were married before 20, so and it was Nimshach from there to even after 20, but he's not. He doesn't. Or maybe ask the mitzvah of Sameches Ishta. You don't wear it. Your wife would get nervous. But again, it's not clear why not. It's not clear why not. Now, for those that wear a talis, so they have to make sure to put the, they should make sure to put on the talis before Shkia, because if the Shkia rates machlekes. You make a brach on it, and it could be it's not even tully in it's not tully in yom or laila, and therefore ben shmashes won't help you, because the mishmuz mashman and sim yeches that it's a vartav or isem, so it's not tully in ben shmashes. It could be it's tully if there's still light outside or not, and therefore you bring some of the matter frame to be machmir, but if it's suffic ben shmashes. So then it's two sfeikas, then you can be makel. But again, try to put it on beforehand. If you didn't put it on beforehand, you can still put it on, but without a bracha. The Archa Shulchan does bring down Simcha Vav that even for Lahashtan to urinate, you should take off the talus. By a talus, he brings it down, which could be a kittel and talus, would be the same thing, same idea. So he's mashed like that. The Hari Kedem and Simon Alf speaks about it a little. But then we have Kol Nidre. Kol Nidre and Sim Tov, they're just going to jump for a second to Tov Reishit Ches. Sifkat and Beis. Mishabura and Sifkat and Beis. Wait, Tov Reishit Ches? No. Different nuschais, but the meaning of it's very interesting. Look at the mechab. Lo yim kibur noigim shayim shatz be yeshiva shomalo ve yeshiva shomata al das hamok ve das hakal onu matir l'spal im havrayonim. Where does that come from? That nusach that would be matir to daven with the ones that oiv averis. So I just saw. It's very interesting. That this nusach was put together. I saw it in one of the kisvei from Rabbi Yashiv. He was bringing down that the nusach was put together in Spain during the tkufis of the Spanish Inquisition, and there were a lot of Jews that pretended to be goyim on the outside, but hiddenly they kept different mitzvahs. So Yom Kippur they would come to shul. So they were matted to be mispalo with Avriyonim, these Avriyanim, he was writing over there how perhaps those Avriyanim were, even though on the outside they were acting as Goyim, but their pneuma, their mysterious nefesh and their pneumius was so great that they were matter to daven with them, maybe a higher madrega than some of us, that we only do mitzvahs on them from the chitzainis. But you have to say, you have to learn the mussar. But it's interesting nussar. And then you go on v'nayin shayim called nidre. We start off Yom Kippur with called nidre. So there are many different reasons for that, why we start off with called nidre. We start with Kol Nidre. We're already there at Taras Nedarim. It doesn't even help this Kol Nidre. But we're showing the Rabban Shlalom that either we're showing the Rabban Shlalom that we want to start with a clean slate, we want to start new, get rid of any Nedarim that we shouldn't have made or we didn't keep. We want to start new. And the Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yachol should also start new with us. We invatel any gzeiros or nedarim or shvus that he might have made against us. Start new. Or which the whole avodah of Yom Kippur is with the peh. Vidui. Vidui is the ikra avodah of Yom Kippur. Over and over, vidui, which is the peh. So we're showing the Rabban Shlalom how powerful the mouth could be. We could be mechadish yisurim. So we could be mechadish tshuva with our peh also. We say three times. The chazing gets louder and louder. It's also brought down that the kal should say kol nidre with the chazing as he's saying it. Then we say v'nislach chodas v'kalam gilm pam v'yim hashem slachti l'recha v'al yishan adam yiminu ga'ir avil b'negunim ay b'pyutim shayim rim sham. Also in Sif Beis the minig is to say baruch shen kvoy machasel ved v'kol ram and v'schal on Shabbos like this year we say v'yichulu u'brach achas mein sheva v'chaysim v'kadosh Shabbos, but we don't mention shayim kippurim. And the ain't I'm Ravina Makena Bashabis, Avasha Slicha Zatchina is I'm Kamei Becho. Okay, fine. So on Thursday, either we'll go through the surim of the Chamesh Zinuyim, or we could do some hilchos dalminim on the sukkah, whatever the anyone will prefer. Okay, everyone should have a wonderful day.